but in others, it was simply for pleasure. I couldn't see them all, of course. They were too far away, or sometimes they weren't there. Or time had got there first. With them, I've had to rely on records and recollections. And that just made me more glad I saw the ones I saw. A few more years, and leather saddles and woolen vests and tires around the shoulders will have gone forever. Chapter 2. Peter Post, 1933-2011. Trains in Holland are blue and yellow with advertisements on the side. Dagh! D-A-A-G, one of them says in huge, wavy capitals. It means day, but it can also mean good morning, or even goodbye. In the advert for Die Telegraaf, the paper with big, underscored headlines published in Amsterdam, it's written wavily because that's how the Dutch say it, like a two-tone car hooter, first up, then down. The Belgians, who also speak Dutch, but call it Flemish, find this very funny. The Dutch also make the last letter so guttural that it coughs, the Belgians preferring their G's like an H. There were several of these trains at Hoek van Holland station, some with fiets en rijdersaal, bike carriages, into which young people with heavy books and large milk-white teeth pushed their bikes before taking their